Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. We hope you are having a wonderful morning here from the Buckeye Advisor. My name is Woody Bowling, and I want to give you a warm welcome to join the show, whether it's your first time, your 10th time, or you've been here for all 38 prior episodes. We appreciate you hanging in there with us. We are excited again to welcome our co-host and producer extraordinaire, Mr. Matt McClure. And Matt is lounging in his place in Atlanta, Georgia today. But he is very, very friendly, and he has agreed to join us again this week, especially since that's kind of sort of his job to help us do this. Hi, Matt. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Woody. It is my job, but hey, I enjoy doing it. And they say, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, right? So there you go. I love what I do.
Couldn't agree more. It's been an interesting week, Matt. The Federal Reserve, all they did on Wednesday, raise those darn interest rates, but they did it this time 25 basis points, which equates to a quarter of a point. Not too bad. And immediately thereafter, the stock market had a positive reaction. We don't know the long-term ramifications yet of where the Fed is going to stop. I think most people believe now they're tapping the brakes lightly. We would like to believe that the Fed does know how to use ABS. They have an anti-lock braking system, so they can really, when they put the brakes on it, engineer us towards a soft landing. There are a lot of people that today don't believe a soft landing is possible, especially in light, and we're going to talk about it again here in just a moment or two, of the recent bank failure issues that we've seen. And in addition, this week, we've added Credit Suisse to the list of the two previous banks that went under. Credit Suisse, the second largest bank in Switzerland, who barely survived the 2007 and 2008 mortgage crash, subprime crash. They are a worldwide investment banking operation with, I think, somewhere around 50,000 employees, if I remember correctly. And there's going to be several thousand of them that don't survive this purchase by the largest bank in Switzerland to buy Credit Suisse. A lot going on. And Matt, you know, the funny thing is I talked to people this week, as I always do. So what I do as the Buckeye Advisor, I talk to people that want information about what is going on around us in this world, financially, medically, with health insurance, with Medicare plans, life insurance, retirement, tax-free retirement planning, all those things. And you know, the resounding theme that I get the last 2-3 weeks, more than any of the 14 years that I've been doing this, is people are seeking safety and they want guarantees. And that is what I hear a lot. They are anxious. They are nervous. They are concerned. There's a lot of distrust for not only the government, of course, they would never lie to us, would they? But also the Federal Reserve, anything that's affiliated with the government, and the regulation of banks, et cetera. People are concerned, and that is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and you're not alone there, Woody. You know, people are very concerned. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. You know, it's not every day that you have banks go under, that you have banks collapse, that need rescuing, either, you know, whether or not they're being sort of taken over by regulators or they're being bought out by other larger banks, banks that have been competitors of theirs and maybe have been more financially strong. You know, we also had First Republic Bank that was, invested, got some investments from other banks in the country to be shored up. Mm-hmm. It's a scary time. And it's all sort of relating back in a way to the Federal Reserve and interest rates, and makes, banks a little harder to do business and keep in the positive, in the black, as it were, as interest rates go up, because then if they have to sell off assets to meet a demand for deposits, well, they're selling off assets that are not worth what they were, because they're these, long-term bonds. And when interest rates go up, if you're holding a long-term bond, you're not going to be able to sell that for as much as you used to, because as the interest rates go up, the value of that bond goes down, because people are then going to want to get those higher yield bonds that are on the market at that moment. So it's a difficult thing. It's a difficult situation for the Fed. It's a difficult situation for these banks. And our job, and I think what we do well here at the Buckeye Advisor, is to let people know there is hope, there is calm in the storm, and there really is help out there for your particular financial situation.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, let's get into this show, and we're going to tell them a lot of good things about what we do, some of the observations that we've made in a couple of interactions with clients over the last couple of months. We've got some good information for people to continue to educate. I firmly believe that if people are educated and they understand more about what's going on and some of the cause and effect with what's going on in the economy, their knowledge is power. And that's always good. I like dealing with clients that understand what's going on, and we can have a conversation about it. And, that's what it's about, communication, having those open lines. We're going to highlight a couple of different things that we do for clients that will help alleviate some of the stress that goes on in times like this, and like all of 2022, when the market did nothing but plunge downward the entire year pretty much. So if you lost 20%, if you lost 30%, 35% on all of your retirement savings last year, you need to listen. You need to consider calling me. And let's have a conversation about how we might be able to make some changes and move forward. Matt, let's get the show going. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, Woody. And just before we get into the bulk of the show, I wanted to mention thebuckeyeadvisor.com is the website. It's all one word, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's advisor with an O-R. And Woody mentioned you can give them a call, and you can do that by picking up that phone and dialing 937-974-6201. More on the failure at the banks coming up. We've got a problem solver to talk about in just a bit. But first, let's get things kicked off here with our ever popular quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And those very words of wisdom this time around, Woody, do come from Thomas Edison, who is a guy that you might have heard of once or twice in your life, I'm sure. Inventor. Extraordinaire here, invented the phonograph, the motion picture camera, the electric light bulb as well. So Thomas Edison, no slacker here. And so he has these words of wisdom for us. We should remember that good fortune often happens when opportunity meets with preparation. Boy, those are some good words this week.
That is probably one of the top five best words of wisdom that we could give anyone. It's used a lot in sports. When you talk to successful coaches and players, they will use the exact same phraseology, which is great. And it couldn't be more true. When you prepare and you prepare and you prepare, and then when you are successful, it's all coming together and you have the opportunity and you prepared for it. And, the funny thing is, and his inventions are amazing. When you think about the profound impact on our society across the globe by his inventions, crazy. But the other thing he said, which I love, I have not failed 10,000 times. I've successfully found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb. That makes me laugh. It makes me smile. And it also, reinforces what I've said before. The perseverance of humankind is amazing. And some people will give up after one or two tries. And guys like Thomas Edison kept going till the 10,000th try or more to get where they want to go and to make the impact they want to make. So it's a great phrase, great quote. Love it.
Absolutely do. Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful quote. And I like that additional sort of bonus quote of the week there from Mr. Woody Bowling, the Buckeye advisor himself. All right. So talking about the bank crisis here that we find ourselves in, Woody, we started off the show with talking about a little of this. We went into it in depth last week. But a little bit of a refresher here. And folks, if you want to listen to that show, by the way, you can go to the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, click on episodes there, or you can go check out our podcast. Literally anywhere you get your podcasts, you can find it there, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, all the biggies there. Just search for The Buckeye Advisor and it will come up. But right now, Woody, run us through just a little bit of a recap of exactly where we stand now with the issues, not only with Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, but some of those other, you know, situations going on that we alluded to at the top.
Yeah, super important information here, Matt. And as you alluded to it already, some of our listeners may have heard last week's episode. Silicon Valley Bank, March 10th, they were the 16th largest bank in the country. Major problems. There was a run on the bank deposits. And a short time later, Signature Bank in New York, also similar, not nearly as big as Silicon Valley, but those two both failed right within a couple of days of each other. It's a huge concern for people. When people think of safety, Matt, in the financial world, the first thing they think of is a bank because they can see the building. There's brick and mortar. And the fact that they can see that brick and mortar local neighborhood branch office and the FDIC logo that says they're protected their deposits up to $250,000 per person or $500,000 for a married couple. Both of these banks went down. They were taken over by federal regulators. You know, later the Fed made the decision, I'm sure, based on a lot of who the people were in those banks that contributed to Biden and probably many others fundraising efforts to get elected. They decided that all these depositors, and it's not, when we say this, we don't mean your average couple. We're talking about people that had, you know, $10 million in the bank on deposit. So the bank made incorrect bets on the direction of interest rates. That's how they got caught with their proverbial pants down. That's how this all came to fruition. Extremely bad management, extremely bad risk management. And some of these guys should go to jail. That's the way, I mean, the bailout's going to cost billions and billions to the American taxpayer. Say it how you want. They can spend it however they want. It's going to spill over and it's going to cause a lot of other fees and a lot of other things to be happening in the banking community. So then you add to it a few days ago, on the 16th, 11 of the largest banking institutions in our country got together on their own, led by Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, and he cajoled a few of the other banks to join him, and they injected $30 billion worth of bailout package to First Republic Bank. Another one based where? In California. So you see the theme. California, 2 out of 3. New York, 1 out of 3. Super, super duper predictable that these guys are going to play fast and loose with the rules, play fast and loose with their risk management. And so now we have First Republic that seemingly will be helped by this injection of $30 billion from these other banking institutions. We shall see. At the end of the day, Matt, we think people should really and truly, if you have a couple of million in reserves, spread it out over more than one bank because you never know what's going to happen. We also think people should consider using safe money strategies with insurance companies that have to have 10 times the capitalization, the reserve structure that banks have to have. We talked about it last week. fractional lending. They only have to have 10% of their deposits on reserve. Insurance companies, if you do a fixed annuity or a fixed indexed annuity, 100% reserves. If you put in 100 grand, they've got to reserve 100 grand. So the structure is a lot more disciplined with insurance companies. We deal with multiple insurance companies here as an independent fiduciary advisor. That's what I've been doing for 14 years now. So we think people should consider some different options besides banks. Banks are a needed institution. I use a bank. I use a large regional bank, Huntington. And you know, so we don't know how those will fare over the long run. But a lot of them are super duper strong because they're prudent with their risk management strategies. I would say be careful. It is a definite weird, tumultuous time in the financial banking industry. It's been a long time since we've had this many concerns about banks. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next week. Our ability to predict the future is still not working. The crystal ball is still broken. So, Matt, we're going to keep working hard, though, because we want to make sure people manage their own risk. We talk about banks mismanaging risk. You know, I want my listeners to manage their own risk. I mean, if you're listening today, would you rather have 100% of your retirement assets at risk in the stock market, like a lot of people do, because they work with a broker that their friend recommended, or mom and dad use this broker, so therefore I'm using the broker? So look, we don't think you should have all your retirement funds completely at risk in the market. We're going to advocate. I'm going to show you suggestions and what works with other clients, because we want to focus on preserving a good sized portion of that, especially as you get older, when you really need to be more concerned that a 20 or 30% loss in the stock market, and especially if you're getting ready to start taking income distributions in or near retirement, you're in that retirement red zone. These 20, 30% drops in the market can really make a very big problem for your income and your for retirement planning altogether. So that's all we do. We just want to make sure people have all the information they need to make sound decisions.
Yeah, absolutely true. And we want our listeners also to understand current events and what's happening. That's why we talk about these things, you know, that are going on currently right now. And because it really brings it home, I feel like. And so folks, if you are in that situation, go to the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com, advisor with an OR, or call Woody at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. You can start down that road to more financial stability and really some peace of mind during these sort of crazy times that we are experiencing right now.
It's time for this week's Problem Solver.
Yes, once again, it is time for a problem solver here on the Buckeye Advisor. I've always loved the dramatic nature of the intro there to this particular segment. Maybe a little overly dramatic, but hey, you know, so we do what we do.
We're not in the entertainment business a little bit, just a little bit as well, right, Matt?
Entertainment and education. That's what we're all about. It really is. But so our problem solver segment, if you're just joining us for the first time here on episode number 38 of the Buckeye Advisor, what we do is we talk about a particular scenario that is a real life scenario from a recent client. And Woody talks about the solution to that particular scenario here. Now, Woody, I'll go ahead and present the problem that we had. So we recently had this woman who called after listening to the show, and we absolutely love hearing from our listeners, by the way, and helping them with their, you know, financial and retirement goals. Not going to mention names here, but she said that, you know, we were welcome to share the story that she presented us with here on this week's show. So she's 37 years old. Her husband's 39. Just so a younger couple there. The wife works at a major bank. The husband has a blue-collar job working with his hands in the manufacturing industry. A couple of years back, they received a sizable inheritance from a family member who had passed away, and that really allowed them to get a nice head start, right? Saving on their own retirement. Unfortunately, you know, the person managing their inheritance was churning the account funds. So that's excessively trading, right? That's excessively trading those assets to generate more commission dollars for the person who was doing that managing or really mismanaging at the time. And so the fees just really piled up from that excessive trading. They also experienced a 20% loss on the money that they inherited. Boy, Woody, that is a definitely a problem for this couple. Talk about a little bit about, first of all, how they really sort of, this really sort of speaks to the fact that you got to be careful who you're working with, but then also the solution for these people.
Yeah, you do. And I would recommend people go to the SEC or FINRA website for FINRA Broker Check, and that's FINRA. They are the people that regulate, along with the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC, all the people like me that are in the financial world. I have a Series 65. I've passed two or three other exams as well throughout the last 14 years. The Series 65 allows me to call myself a fiduciary advisor and give advice about mutual funds and about stocks and about those things. So, this couple, they weren't well versed in things. They wanted more information. They didn't have the feeling that things were all right with what they were doing. So thankfully, they decided to come in and have a conversation. And, it's weird to say there, there was an old movie, I think it was called Boiler Room. You might be able to remember that, the stock traders of old, where they made cold calls all day long and they called their own clients all day long, trying to generate trades and commissions. It's not as much like that anymore, but you still hear examples like this occasionally come up. A lot of activity in the account, a lot of noise that was creating commissions every time trades were made. So, they were really surprised to learn that just with one fee structure of here's your fee on an annualized basis, that's it. If your account does better, we do better, I do better. And if it doesn't, then, my fee drops accordingly. So it's a one size fee that's inclusive of myself, of Brookstone Capital Management. And we use TD Ameritrade, soon to be Schwab officially, to house our clients' money, to be the custodian of funds. So they experience less fees also because the bond mutual fund portion of their portfolio, we got rid of. You look at a fixed indexed annuity and we're able to delete those fees. And when you delete fees and you protect money at the same time with principal protection, but you still give that money a chance to grow, that's a win-win situation because when the index that it follows does better and goes up, they're going to share in that gain at the one-year mark, two-year mark. And guess what? They sleep better knowing that portion of their income or savings and for retirement, the inheritance in this case is not at risk anymore. And that's a beautiful thing. And then the stuff that is carrying some risk, we reallocated that. We manage it under one fee. There's no transaction cost. We're going to update that and tactically manage that for them based on their risk profile that they did. So, it's a win-win. I want to highlight one other quick story. A lady I've been working with now for about 3 months and, she's in her mid-50s, 34 years on her job, was told one day, brought in out of the blue, her and a couple of other ladies in the office, that they were no longer needed. Never one write-up on her record at all. They just basically were let go. 34 years later, she's let go. She's got a fortunately for her, she made a very wise decision in her 20s to start contributing to the 401k plan of the company. Today has a pretty good size 401k. She needed health insurance until she decides what her next venture at work is going to be. So we did that on a short-term insurance plan for her to make sure that is off of her mind as well. And now we sat down and we had a real conversation about how much should go towards the fixed indexed annuity, how much are we going to manage tactically for her? And if we do this over the next 6-7 years, running real numbers on real projections, not pie in the sky, but reasonable projections, how much can she generate each month in income on that? And she was pleasantly surprised. And, that's a good thing. It's another example. Both of these examples are different age groups, but also they want the same thing. They want some assurances. They want things to be a little bit less complicated, and they want to know some real answers based on reasonable rates of return, not trying to generate pie in the sky numbers. We're just going to do things right, and we're going to show up every day and watch those accounts, and we're going to look out for the clients because that's what we do as a fiduciary.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you're bound by as a fiduciary. You have to do what is in the client's best interest, not what this other person who was that first couple we talked about that was managing their money, they were just looking out for themselves. You're actually bound by this, you know, fiduciary obligation to work for the client and not for yourself. So that will just about do it here, Woody, for the first half of the show. Flying by here already. But folks, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com to learn more about anything that we talk about here on the show today by getting in touch with Mr. Woody Bowling. Stick around, much more to come in the second half. We've got our, of course, dad joke of the week coming up. That's the very first thing when we get back. Because, you know, first things first, we gotta laugh. We gotta have fun amidst all the craziness here. So we'll have more of the Buckeye Advisor coming up right after this.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. If you like what you're hearing, subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch videos from this program and other recent episodes. Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling. He is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm not. And I wish I was sometimes because it's a good thing to be the Buckeye Advisor. But you can find out more about the show by going to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call Woody at 937-974-6201.
Oh, sure. You can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
All right, Woody, lay it on us. Give us the joke this week. We need a laugh.
Well, in honor of the Major League Baseball season starting very soon, and we talk about pitchers being able to throw changeups and curveballs. I used to do it in Little League. I'm going to throw you a little curveball. We're going to change the joke style up. It's going to be a knock-knock joke this week. Ooh, are you ready, okay, Matt?
I am as ready as I've ever been.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobel.
Nobel who?
Nobel. So I just knock.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Classic dad joke.
It is. We're back. And ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, we hope you enjoyed. We hope you will share. I have no trademark on that joke, so feel free. Smile. It's all contagious. When you smile at people, sometimes they're going to wonder actually what you're up to, probably.
Yeah, exactly. But or as my grandmother said, you know, smile and the world smiles with you, frown and you frown alone, you know. So that's what the, you know, smiling is contagious. So just do it. All right, Woody. So as we continue on here, you know, we talked about before the break, a problem solver with some folks, a couple of different clients, actually, some real life stories about how you were able to, you know, really dive into their situation, correct some things that had either been messed up by a previous advisor, or you had gone in and, you know, they'd experienced some type of upheaval in their life, and you were able to give them some sort of, you know, assurances and some adjustments to their planning that made things much more manageable for them and much better for them. So talk about how our listeners can take advantage of that. And people might think, oh, this is going to cost a ton if he's going to go in and analyze my whole situation and give me a plan and all this. No, we actually want to let folks know that the consultation is absolutely 100% free of any cost and any obligation.
It is. And you made a good point. People do want to know. And I know there's people that have been listening for a while that are like, okay, well, maybe I don't have enough, or maybe I'll just keep doing what I'm doing for now. Or, you know, maybe I'm a couple years from retirement. and I've got my 401k. It really wouldn't do any good to talk to Woody about that. Well, the surprising thing is we're going to give you advice based on your situation, and everybody's situation is different. That's what's the fun of what I do. And it also creates unique challenges each week when I meet with people, and everybody's different. And that's the beauty of our world and our country. You know, there's no cost to sit down and spend some time with me in that visit. I'm going to make notes. We're going to get to know each other. We're going to really get to know and feel if there's a comfort level between us where we think it might make sense to move forward after that, and having a second meeting or maybe even a third meeting. So there's no pressure involved in it. It's just a sit down, almost like we're doing now, Matt. We're going to sit down and chat. We're going to make some notes, and I'll see what your situation is. And I'm going to find out kind of where you want to be. What are your goals? And a lot of people don't realize that once they're over 59 and a half, that's 5'9 and a half. If you have a 401k, as most people do that I meet with, not everyone, but most, or some of them, they've already had a 401k and it's already converted to an IRA and they want an opinion on that. So look, once you get there, you can still do an in-service withdrawal from your 401k plan. We can establish an IRA that we will set it up. We will manage it. We will put it based on your own risk. And we can still separate that into the no-risk bucket that I like to call where your principal's protected, and also the market risk bucket where you're going to have some market risk, but it's going to be a little different because it's going to be managed tactically. It's going to be monitored a lot more closely than their 401k does, because believe me, anyone that has a 401k today, the only thing they do if they want to check on it is they call an 800 number. They get a licensed advisor on the other end in a call center. And I'm going to give you a clue. If that was a good advisor, more than likely they wouldn't be working in a call center. Okay. So that's kind of your first choice. But to be fair, some people may not be as comfortable face to face. So I'm going to cut them a little bit of slack there. But, you know, look, those people working in the call centers, they're getting paid an hourly wage to be there. They're going to answer questions, and that's what they're there for, and that's it. So we want people to get a personalized plan. We can get as in-depth as you want. We have a team of attorneys that we can get a trust done. We can update a will. We can do planning regarding Roth IRAs, and we have tax software that can help us figure out of an IRA, how much do we want to convert in year 1, 2, 3 to get this money, as much of it moved over to a Roth as we can before 2026, because that's when taxes are going to go back up. If it doesn't happen sooner, it's going to definitely happen then. So because that's when the Tax Cut and Jobs Act from 2017 and 18, that's when those expire. So we like a personal touch, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, in talking to people, they do find that compelling.
Yeah, it means, you know, people are more than just a number, an account number or just a phone number or anything like that. You'll know them by name. You'll get to know their situation and really dive in and help them with solutions to make their lives better. That's really what it's all about here. And folks, if you are interested in a free consultation, and yes, I said free, 100% free, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com, or call Woody Bowling at 937-974-6201. Now, Woody, I know that in those consultations, I bet I would be willing to bet if I were a gambling man beyond a little video poker and a slot machine, maybe a little bit of baccarat here or there. If I were a real betting man beyond that, I would bet that people have a bunch of questions in these consultations about Social Security, particularly, is it going to be around when I retire? And that's a big question. I mean, obviously the crystal ball, as you say, still in the shop, but what do we think about the future of Social Security right now?
It does come up, Matt. You are on the money. It does come up. Medicare comes up. What should I do with my Medicare plan? I'm going to turn 65, but I'm going to keep working for another year or two. Am I better served staying on my employer group health plan, or should I do an individual Medicare plan with you, Woody? Those things come up. Social Security comes up. Is it going to be around? How much? You know, the good news is, and I think what I believe is positive out of all of this upheaval with Social Security is that politicians now from both parties, and I dislike both parties, to be honest with you. It's just so many people trying to serve their own best interests as a politician. But what I do like is there's a lot of momentum being generated on both sides of the aisle to let's do something to shore up or secure the funding for Social Security. And I like that idea because God knows there's a lot of information out there that by 2032, that could be kind of the ticking time bomb on Social Security when there could be a really big potential shortfall and that people could start receiving less benefits at that time. And look, if you're, you know, 40% of the people in this country rely on Social Security as their only source of income, only, not a supplemental, it's their only source. So even those that have pensions or they have their own retirement and they've created a pension, which we can help you do with your retirement savings, we do that all the time for people. So there is a very, very big issue that if it runs out, benefits could be dropped by 20, 25%. Think about it. If you're a retiree at that point, what would that do to your monthly budget? What would that do to your ability to feed yourself, to pay your utilities, to pay car payments? And let's face it, people buy cars in retirement. Most people don't have a car that's going to magically run for 20, 30 years. And when people retire now, they need to plan on living 20 to 30 years. It's not let's plan on 5 or 10 and then we're going to kick the bucket. You know, most people that are relatively healthy at age 65 today, strong chance that they're going to live into their mid 80s. And for women, especially closer to 90. So it's a big deal. There's a lot of momentum going on both sides of the aisle. I like that. I hope that that generates a positive result for those senior citizens of our country that have worked so hard to build this great nation and to get us this far. And I hope they don't screw it up. I think this is an opportunity where there's some positive momentum that we can get some good outcomes.
Yeah. And you know, me too. I think at any time that you can get people on both sides of the aisle in Washington, especially to agree on anything these days, I mean, it's like, I don't think that it would be far-fetched to say that it's difficult to get them to agree that the sky is blue on any given day these days. So, you know, anytime there's any sort of common ground, I think it's like the light is shining down from heaven and there's hope for progress on something to get it shorn up. But yeah, you know, I mean, Social Security benefits are possibly going to get cut, maybe even up to 20% by that year that you mentioned there, 2032. And it's really about to sort of hedge against that. Unless something is done, that's what the prediction is, that 20% potential benefit cut by that year. It really boils down to strengthening your retirement income plan, making sure that you are going to have that money coming in retirement. Because we've said this before, it's not about the one big nest egg number. If that's what you're concerned about, I've got to have XYZ, you know, number saved up in my account. It's about how much is that going to translate to an income in your retirement years.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what if you were shooting for a certain number and you were ready to retire in 2022 and all of a sudden all of that money that you had built up is down 20 to 30%? How does that change the overall outcome? And, you know, there are people that continue to work and it's been going on since 2007, 2008. Back in 99, 2000 to 2001 and 2, we've had these periods of time where the market has had dramatic declines. And when I say dramatic, meaning somewhere between 45 to 55% declines. And if your money is mostly, if not 100% in the market during those times of decline to that degree, it's hard to sleep at night. It's hard to be comfortable knowing you can execute a retirement income plan that's going to stand the test of time. And we can show our listeners the results of a 20-year plan right after retirement of getting the same return, around a 6 or 7% return. But if the first couple of years of your retirement, the market is in decline those first two or three years while you're taking money, you can run out of money. And we know it. We've seen the example. On the other hand, if when you retire, the market does well the first 3 or 4 years of retirement and then declines later, you're so much further ahead of the game. So that's why I feel bad for people these last year and a half and then again this year, because we don't know. There's so much uncertainty. Like we said earlier, people want guarantees. We want people to be to create an income plan because, look, if you're going to live to be 90 or 100, you need to have an income plan that's going to last. And when you do an annuity, a fixed indexed annuity, where you grow it for a while and then you can guarantee your income for life, we're only going to work with the best of the best insurance companies that are going to provide these products. We've already mentioned they're 100% capitalized. Many of them have $104 for every $100 they have on deposits. That's a very strong liquidity ratio. So we're looking for companies to partner with like that as an independent advisor, also a licensed agent. So we're looking to create things, income streams. We want to put a floor. If you're in a 401k or your IRA is all in mutual funds, can you tell me what your floor is regarding the amount of loss that you can handle or that you can incur in your account? The answer is there is no floor, right, Matt? So, yeah. You know, when there's no floor, you're completely at risk. And we still know inflation is barely slowing down, not much at all. It's only slowed down fractionally the last couple of months. We know interest rates just went up a quarter. We don't know what's going to happen at the next. We also know there's a banking, I'm going to use air quotes because people can't see me, crisis going on. So, you need to look at things that are, there are guarantees involved. We want to supplement your Social Security, get your own personal pension designed. We'll put it together. We'll decide how much is appropriate to move into each area that we use and which bucket we use as far as managing clients' money. We just want to help them and we want to know that they're comfortable, that they can sleep well. The best thing I can do as an advisor is to know that I sleep well and also my clients sleep well, you know, during their retirement years, knowing that the plan is there, it's in place, there was thought and there was agreement into the plan as it was being set up. And then we execute it. And then sometimes you need to tweak it a little bit along the way because life happens. We know that. So when life happens, we're there. You know, we're going to be there to make some modifications and changes that are needed. And so, you know, listeners, just give me a call, 937-974-6201, or you can go to the website, the Buckeye Advisor with an OR.com, and you can click, you know, contact me and click that, send me a note, and I'll give you a call. So we're just here to help, and that's what we do. And I'll tell, you know, the one more thing I want to say about all this and with annuities, because we've spoken about those, is annuities. There's lots of annuities out there. We have an annuity 360 book that I've sent to several people over the last few weeks and months. I'm getting great feedback on that book. They find it a quick read. I'm saying maybe an hour and a half max. If you take longer, that's fine. You just want to digest it more and more. But people are enjoying the book. They're learning from the book. That makes them feel good about working with me. And our colleague Ford Stokes did a great job. He's down in Atlanta, who wrote that book 3 years ago or so. Knowledge is power. So get the book. Tell me you want it. I'll send it to you. And then, you know, we will go from there. But you want to make sure you're in the right annuity. And you want to have the right financial game plan for your portion of your money that's in the market, that's being invested. We do that very well, too.
Yeah. And once again, folks, the book is Annuity 360. It's everything you need to know about annuities. And you can go to the website, The Buckeye Advisor. That's advisor with an O-R, thebuckeyeadvisor.com to get a copy of that book. Request that from Woody. He'll send it to you free of charge. And also you can call him 937-974-6201. Well, Woody, I was just sort of going through in my mind and out loud before we went on. I know that you know, I just lost a couple of loved ones here. You had just lost your aunt a few weeks back, and I know she was a very special person to you and to a lot of others. When that happens, when loved ones pass away, particularly when it is, you know, a husband passing away, maybe suddenly leaving a wife behind, there's something that we sort of refer to as the widow's tax here, something that a lot of people might not think of or be aware of. But talk about that, define that for us. And as we have just about 6 minutes here left in the show, talk about how people can plan for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's such a sad topic, but it's an important topic. And, you know, in this case, a 70-year-old woman who lost her husband, he was 76. So he had been retired for a few years. And you think at that point that they may have several years left, but we all know that cancer doesn't discriminate. We know that there are car accidents and there's, you know, other health issues that pop up. It can be very cruel sometimes. But when you have a 70-year-old lady and she's getting $1,000 a month on her Social Security or so, and we're rounding the numbers, the husband's getting $2,000. So when he passes, she moves up to start getting his Social Security, which on the surface sounds like a good thing. She went up to $2,000. But guess what? Their combined income was $3,000. So instead of $3,000, it's down 33% or so, down to $2,000. So that's a good thing that she's getting more money, but it's bad that the overall net result is down 33%. She's now a single filer for her tax return purposes. She loses a tax deduction. Now, we never want to look at our spouses as a tax deduction. Now, I'm not going to say that. When my kids were little, when my twins were younger, I'm like, thank God I've got the tax deductions. And we're joking, of course, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. But end of the day, the wife lost a tax deduction because when they file jointly, you've got two of those. And so there's a lot of negative things. You know, it could affect her Medicare if she's in a higher tax bracket, you know, depending on the income situation and depending on how much money she got dumped into the account at one time. So there's a lot of variables that can happen. And we work with couples. I work with, you know, individuals, men only, women only, widows, widowers. I've worked with them all over the last few years. And everybody's case is unique. We want people to be prepared. We want to really have those conversations before one or the other passes away. And we want to make sure all the things are in order. How long has it been since you checked your beneficiaries? I've met with people where they had an account and they used to be married, or they had someone else on the account. It was a previous spouse that passed away and they had gotten remarried, but they didn't change the beneficiary. They just forgot. That's all it was, you know? So it wasn't a matter of them trying to intentionally, you know, not do the right thing by their current spouse. It was just, I forgot. Oh my gosh, I'm glad you brought that up. We looked at, you know, this past week, I looked at a 17, 18-year-old life insurance policy that was taken out by a guy when he was 71. And now he's 87. He's healthy, doing great. But, you know, the problem was the agent that worked with him on that gave him the wrong type of policy for his age. And now the cost of insurance in that policy is way more than he's paying an annual premium. And he's going to have to decide in the next 2 or 3 years what he wants to do after he's dumped thousands and thousands of dollars into this policy over the last 16 years. So we want to prepare. We want to make sure you're in the right place at the right time with your health insurance, with your Medicare, with your life insurance. Can we do something to get the tax-free part of it to come out? You know, there's lots of things to discuss. We just want to make sure that we're making impact and giving you the right advice so that the results in the future are going to be positive and there's not going to be surprises that are unpleasant down the road.
Yeah, that is something that you don't want, is those unpleasant surprises. You know, there are good surprises that we can have in life. And then there are really not so good ones. And those are the ones that we want to avoid, right? So you can start down that road toward the good surprises by calling the Buckeye Advisor, Woody Bowling, at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Or you can go online to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And one more thing here, Woody, before we run, I wanted to remind our listeners that we also, in addition to having the Annuity 360 book that we can send, we also have a great resource called 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023. This is also a free publication here. You can get yours today by calling the Buckeye Advisor once again, 937-974-6201. We'll be glad to send it your way. Got a lot of great tips in there. Some of them, you know, are a little bit more on the common sense side, a few there, but as a refresher for you, and some others I guarantee you haven't considered yet. So it's something that you want to get. That's 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023. Well, Woody, that'll just about do it for the show this time around, sir. But as usual, I've had fun. I've learned something. I've laughed. I would say I've laughed, I've cried, but I didn't quite come to tears this time around. Although the dad joke almost did it to me, I must say. But that wouldn't be an unusual thing. But anyway, Woody, I appreciate you and everything that you bring to the table here each and every week. And I look forward to doing it again next time around.
Well, I thought you were going to wax poetic on me for a moment and maybe even shed a tear or two. And I was going to say, thankfully, only I could see that happen on screen as we share a screen. But we are super happy to be here. I think we're wrapping up another very, very good episode for our listeners. Thanks to everybody for listening. We want you to enjoy the rest of your day. Whatever you're doing, be careful out there. Have fun. Come back and listen next week to the Buckeye Advisor. Or if you know someone that might benefit from listening, tell them to listen to the Buckeye Advisor as well on the station, 94.5 FM, The Answer, or anywhere you get your podcast. God bless everybody and have a fantastic week.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.